Part 1. The Runner's Mind. Chapter 1. The Runner's Mindset. Getting past the fear of running 13.1 miles is one of the biggest hurdles of completing a half marathon. I'm going to let you in on a big secret that helped me get past my fear of having to run 13.1 miles. The secret is that most runners don't run the entire 13.1 miles. Wow, what a secret. It's true. The super athletes and other runners trying to beat their personal best records might very well run the entire race. However, I have completed 3 half marathons and 1 full marathon, and the majority of runners will walk through the water/aid stations along the course. Once I realized that you don't have to run the entire distance, the fear of running a half marathon vanished instantly. My mind had found a kink in the armor. Once I exploited the weakness of the 13.1 half marathon beast, my mindset changed forever on long distance running. This same technique allowed me to complete a marathon as well. Someone reading this right now is probably saying, "He's probably been running for a long time." I was able to complete 3 half marathons and 1 full marathon over the course of a year. I began in May 2016 and completed my 3rd half marathon on April 22, 2017 at the age of 43 with no prior long distance running experience whatsoever. I'm by no means a super athlete, just an average person with high beliefs that I could finish a half marathon. I hope this encourages you to finish your first half marathon no matter what age you begin at. If I can do it, so can you. Finishing a 5K or a 10K can be easily accomplished with little or no training at all. If your goal is to run or run/walk a half marathon, then you must tell yourself that you are a runner. You are no longer running for the sake of exercise. You are running to train your body to complete your first half marathon. You are now training for a half marathon. Many things that I go over in this book are solely my opinion. Every training schedule discussed within this book has been used by me to complete 3 half marathons and a full marathon. There are several different schools of thought when it comes to how much running per week it takes to train for a half marathon. There are different nutrition guides, shoe strategies, running miles per week, etc. There is, however, one common thing agreed upon by almost all runners. You have to believe in yourself and believe that you are a runner. Without this firmly ingrained in your head, you won't make it past mile 9 and you won't make it to the finish line. I'm not telling you this to discourage you. I'm telling you this to prepare you for the mental battle of running. 1 week at a time, 1 day at a time, 1 mile at a time, and 1 step at a time will get you to the half marathon finish line.